How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they were out hunting, saw a little girl in the tree, but then they couldn't find her.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, and you probably do, we would like to hear it. So call in anytime at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Also, if you prefer an ad-free version of the show, you can get that. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And a big hello to my friend Harper.
Hello, y'all.
How's your life? You doing good?
Yes.
You want to hear a ghost story?
I would love to.
I think this is a pretty interesting one.
Ooh.
So here,
I love interesting ghost
stories. I like interesting. I like creepy. But this one, let's listen to it. Then we'll talk about it. Here you go.
Hi, my name is Mike Terrell. I've actually talked to you guys before and called in. I live in Taos, New Mexico, but I have a story from when I lived in Texas. Me and three of my buddies used to go hunting a lot, and one day we went out to this new pasture. Nice little spot, a friend of a friend. I think somebody we did some work for owned it. I don't really remember the details, but we're out there, and we're on like 150 acres, and right in the middle, the guy has a couple of deer stands. And it looks over this nice green meadow with a patch of trees in the middle of it where there's a little spring that runs through. And he tells us the deer are normally around these areas. So we go, you know, early morning, it's like 4:30. We head out there to go see if we can get some deer. We sit out there. We've been there for maybe hour and a half, 2 hours. Each one of us in a different deer stand. And buddy goes over the radio. Says, hey, y'all see that? And I'm like, what do you see? Where you look? He goes, looked in the middle of the trees and then goes slightly upward. There's a little girl. Grab my gun, look in the scope, and sure enough, the little girl in a white dress with purple butterflies on it. Couldn't be any more than 8 years old. Like, I'm like, yeah, I see her. My other buddy's like, yeah, me too. We all confirmed that we could see this girl. Jumped down, got on the four-wheelers, drove out there because, I mean, there should be nobody out there. It's private land, so it's not like it's a family camping. And, you know, again, there's like 150 acres in the middle of nowhere, Texas. So we went out there, and when we get there, we can't find her. Like, there's no sign of this little girl. There's no other families out there. And, like, we spent maybe an hour and a half looking. A buddy of mine called the cops, called the owner. The owner came out. Cops got there about 2.5 hours later. And spent a little time searching for this girl. Told him what we saw. And even the owner had no clue what was going on. He was more mad thinking somebody was trespassing. So, yeah, I don't really know whatever came of it. We ended up just packing up and going home. None of us wanted to be out there no more. But, yeah, I'm not entirely sure if it's a ghost story or what you would call it. None of us got a deer. None of us saw any animals except for that little girl. And that was 10 years ago. I still won't go out there and hunt. I don't care if it's free. Y'all have a good one.
Isn't that the weirdest story? So they go out hunting, which deer hunting is a lot of sitting around and waiting. And to be 150 acres is really a lot of land. And if it's private, there should not be a family. And there shouldn't be a little girl out there all by herself. But they all saw a little girl in the tree. And they even call authorities. And nobody can find a little girl.
That is very weird.
So, yes. I mean, especially if they've got their rifles. And he said he looked through a scope and he could see her.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's crazy. And then they saw like no other animals out there.
Yeah, which isn't uncommon when people are hunting, you know. You might see something, you might get something, you might not. But I think...
I know, but like the only thing that they saw was that little girl. I think it's like kind of odd.
I'm with you. I just... the whole thing was just really strange to me.
Yeah, me too.
So I don't know. He said, I don't know if it's paranormal or not. What do you think? Do you think paranormal or do you think not paranormal?
I think paranormal. What do you think?
I'm with you because the reason I think it's paranormal is that they should have been able to find the little girl. You know, they're hunting
especially
deer.
In a hunting field.
Yeah, they're hunting deer. They've got scopes. They could watch her. And he said they all jumped on four-wheelers and went right over there. And she's nowhere.
To be found. They can't necessarily run very fast.
And depending on where they're at in Texas, you know, they might have been able to see quite a ways, or it might have been really a wooded area there. It's hard to tell. But it's just, I don't know. I think it's paranormal. I really do.
I do too.
I think he saw something. Or I definitely think he saw the little girl. I definitely don't think she was really there.
Yes.
You want to hear another story?
I would love to.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, my name is Nicole, and I am a dispatcher at night for a security company. And usually not many things happen at night, but there was this one time where the building that I was working at started rumbling. So I called out on the radio that the building was rumbling. And then I'm alone in the building. I heard a couple doors slam. I called out on the radio that the doors were slamming. And I totally heard someone in the building. I get three officers to come clear the building for me. No zombies inside. But when they are, at the front door of my office talking to me, the elevator comes up and it dings and they all grab their guns and I run back in the office. But there was no one in the elevator. And also another time while I was working there, I think there's like this ghost man that hangs out in the bathroom, and he's super obsessed with the paper towels. So he'll pull out the paper towels automatically all night. There's just a really long line of paper towels in the morning. Anyway, I hope you like my story. Love the show. Have a great day and bye.
Okay, so I think she has a haunted workplace.
Definitely.
That's really weird because she felt rumbling, like the building shaking. She's a dispatcher. So she calls officers to come to her And they do. And there's nothing there. Like, that's how
the elevator opens ominously.
And what about the paper towel ghost?
That sounds like my cat.
Oh, maybe it's a ghost of a cat, because they would find that fun.
They definitely would.
Or a kid, you know, somebody is like, this is so fun to do this. I can do this so easily and creep people out and have fun at the same time.
Something I would do.
We, one time, my sister and I, Kathy, you know her, we stayed in a hotel in Des Moines, Iowa. And when we would go to the elevator, we wouldn't even have to press the button. We would walk up and the elevator would just open. That is really weird. And yeah. After about the fourth time, I thought, that's really weird. So we went to a concert that night. We're coming back. We're walking to the elevator. I said, if that happens again, because the elevator door shut, just like a normal elevator, got to press a button to go up. We get there. And I said, if it opens again, that's going to freak me out. Walk up there. It opened again. And then the next day, we were leaving the hotel, so we had all our bags. We come down the elevator and walked out of the elevator, and it was a really old hotel, so they had a case with all these different items from the hotel over the years. It probably went back to early 1900s. And right there, there was this little kind of like a business card thing. It said, hello, I can't remember his name now. Hello, I'm Ted. I'm your friendly elevator operator. And
oh, that is so cool.
At some time, you know, they had the guy who would just stand in the elevator and push the buttons for you. Oh my God, is this the ghost of the elevator man who just helps people? Because an elevator shouldn't just come to your floor and open without people in it.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, once they get off, maybe they could get off and hit a bunch of buttons and send the elevator back up. But I do.
I'd do that. That sounds like something I'd do.
I'm going to play the part of a ghost today and freak people out. That's totally something you would do.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So do you think her workplace was haunted?
Yeah.
Do you think we had two haunted stories today?
Yes.
Totally. I'm with you. I think they were both creepy. And seeing a little girl when you were out hunting, that one just is going to stick with me.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
Well, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through applepodcast.com and try it for 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.